There's a great program that Rotary started in 2019 in Victoria, in which clubs collect unwanted playgrounds from councils and schools and send them to disadvantaged overseas communities. Mount Barker is launching the SA project, with the growing city taking part alongside the rural city of Murray Bridge. With me now, I have three people in the studio, chair of the project and member of the Mount Barker Club, Mark Klimo, Murray Bridge Club President Simon Sikadik, and Mount Barker Club Community Service Director Peter Bauer. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you, Jenny, and thank you for your interest in the project.
Cheers. So, yeah, let's start with you, Mark. Why did you guys want to bring this program to SA?
Well, every year in Australia, thousands of these playgrounds reach what we deem in our culture to be the end of their useful life, and they find their way into groundfill, which is really not good because we've got metals, we've got plastics, all sorts of things. And Rotary found a way that instead of them going to landfill, we could send them overseas and have them repurposed, because there are thousands of children overseas in developing countries who have never even seen a playground, let alone get on them. So this project basically is about that. We work with councils who have said their playground's the end of their life. We disassemble them, we package them, we export them, we identify where they go, and we bring joy and delight to children overseas who have never been on a playground before.
Oh, that sounds like an amazing initiative.
It is, yeah.
And it's something that you've been driving, Peter, isn't it?
I got involved about 12 months ago. A couple of councils, one was Mount Barker, the other one was Murray Bridge. Got in touch with Rorp in Victoria and said, look, we've got some playgrounds. We'd love to donate to your cause. And, of course, being Victoria-based, they thought, well, probably too far away in South Australia. So they got in touch with us and said, what about taking it on as a project? And I guess that's where we started.
I mean, it makes so much sense because we are such a wasteful culture and we've got all this stuff that someone would appreciate. So it kind of works on a lot of different levels, doesn't it?
It's interesting because the only thing that's wrong with these playgrounds is they might be a bit faded, or they might be a little boring to the local kids. So there's nothing wrong with them. They're still safe. They're still usable. And for years, all we've done is put them in landfill. It is a reflection of our wasteful culture. When we've got wanting, so much wanting around the world, it just provides so many opportunities there to do this. And it needed an organisation like Rotary that had the global resources and the connections to step in and do that. Because we've got 1.2 million members around the world, 35,000 clubs, all sorts of countries. So we're able to develop those relationships and make sure that they're purposed in the right place.
And Simon, you've been pushing up the old, what do you call them, sleeves as the president of the Murray Bridge Club and getting to work on some playgrounds around here, I hear.
Yes, Jenny. Peter contacted me about 5 weeks ago and he spoke about the opportunity to pull down the playground in Murray Bridge. And when he explained that it was to go overseas, I thought, well, this is a fantastic idea. Lucky enough, through Rotary, I've actually been to India and I've been to East Timor at the same time Peter was, actually, a couple of years ago. And you notice one thing over there, that they haven't got the equipment or the opportunities that our young children have. So to be able to actually have this chance to remove a playground and still have it in a good condition where it can be sent overseas is it's a fantastic idea, and I think it's good for all of us to get involved in with it.
That's wonderful. And I imagine that a lot of these children would just be so grateful to be able to have the opportunity to play and appreciate life with these amazing playgrounds.
Yeah, Jenny, that's correct. Actually, most of the places overseas, the children make their own fun. You know, they'll get joy out of just running down the road and kicking a can along. They haven't even seen a playground. So when they see something like this, they just line up to get on there. With the removal of the playground, we've just finished that this week. And I had there was about seven of our members that gave us a hand to pull it down. We had an area where we had to go in and mark all the bits first, and then the second day we came in and took apart what we could, and then we had to go back and do a little bit more removal of some items that were a little bit hard. You can imagine after 17 years of being out in the weather, it does get a bit hard to remove some of these items, and then we've just had the poles removed and concrete broken off them in the last couple of days by the contractors, and I've picked them up today and put them into storage. So the next step will be getting them down to Adelaide, I would suppose, and then getting them into a container, and hopefully they'll be sent overseas.
Peter, what's happening with Mount Barker playgrounds? Are you up to a similar stage?
We're slightly behind Simon, only in the fact that the contractors haven't pulled the poles yet, but we have disassembled it. It's been completely labelled, so every part of the playground is labelled so that at the other end they can put it back the same way as it came apart. And we actually prepare a document that goes overseas. That's complete with diagrams and photos, everything that they need to reassemble it.
Ah, I see. Of course, someone has to do it at the other end.
Exactly, yeah.
It's quite the logistics of it are quite involved. So we have people go in, when a playground's identified, they go in and they photograph and label the whole thing, as Peter was saying. And then another team of volunteers goes in and does the disassembly according to the labelling. It's then stored. We're looking at how to get them in containers to particular locations. And the logistics are really quite important because we want to make it easy at the other end. We'll supply tools, bolts, all sorts of things. I guess one of the biggest challenges is that some of these playgrounds have been in for 20 years and needs lots of WD-40 and lots of brute strength to do them. So that's a challenge that we're learning in these two projects that we've done in the local area. And once we know how to best approach those issues, it will be easier as we do other projects.
Sounds like you might need some more muscles.
We do.
As in, not you physically, but you need some extra people, right?
We do, and it's entirely voluntary and entirely by Rotarians, but we invite any member of the public to come along and give us a hand. And I've had people say to me when they've found out I'm involved with this project, look, if you're doing one in my area, I'd love to come in and lend a hand. That doesn't necessarily mean that they make a commitment to Rotary. It just means they're making a commitment to a really cool project, and they love doing that. So we would love to hear from any member of the public who's interested in lending us a hand with playgrounds, because we need strength and we need numbers and we need the volunteers to do it.
So 40 so far have been donated overseas, from what I understand. Is that right, Peter? And what's the goal?
That's in Victoria. We've done two in South Australia. I'm not sure how many we can harvest in South Australia, but I imagine it would be dozens, if not hundreds. Any council or school who's in the process of pulling one apart, we'd gladly hear from them and start negotiating.
Okay. We'll be proactive in that space, so we'll be working with councils and possibly the LGA and with schools to get hold of them, because we want to stop them going to landfill. We want to make sure everyone makes the Rotary Overseas Recycled Playgrounds project their top of mind choice when it comes to replacing a playground. And yes, there's probably thousands. We don't know, we haven't quantified it. Just thinking about how many councils there are in the state and how many primary schools there are in the state, and then playgroups, and off you go. We're only limited in this project by the number of people we've got available to be on the ground to do the disassembly. The potential is just mind-blowing.
Well, really lovely to have you all in the studio and talk about this fantastic initiative. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
Mark Klimo and Peter Bauer from the Mount Barker Rotary Club, and Murray Bridge Club President Simon Sikadic. If you would like to reach out and, share your muscles, be a volunteer on the program, or maybe you're a council or school who would like to enlist the help of Rotary, get in touch with them. Contact your local Rotary or send Mark an email at rorpsa@gmx.com.